A Lenten devotional for March 31st, 2020, based on 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verses 20 to 33a, 39, and 40, by the Reverend Dr. Joseph D. Small. John Wimber, founder of the Pentecostal New Paradigm Vineyard Churches, was a self-described beer-guzzling, drug-abusing pop musician before his conversion. As a new Christian, he became a voracious reader of the New Testament and began attending a church. One Sunday, following a sedate worship service, Wimber asked a church leader, "When do we get to do the stuff?" "What stuff?" the leader replied. "You know, the stuff in the Bible, like raising people from the dead, healing the blind and paralyzed." "We don't do that anymore." "You don't? What do you do?" "What we did this morning." Exasperated, Wimber sighed, "For that, I gave up drugs." Most congregations in mainline denominations don't do that anymore, and they have no desire to start. Pentecostal and charismatic churches are viewed as an alien zone, puzzling and mildly threatening. For 12 years, I was co-chair of the International Reformed Pentecostal Dialogue. A personal result of the dialogue is that I now read the New Testament differently. I am far more aware of the centrality of the Holy Spirit throughout the Gospels, Acts, and Epistles. Today's reading is uncomfortable and challenging. Do we believe that the Holy Spirit's gifts include ecstatic utterance, healing, interpreting God's word, revealing God's purpose, and edifying the congregation? Or do we exclude some and domesticate others? Do we believe that all the Spirit's gifts are distributed throughout God's people and that every person is gifted by the Holy Spirit of God? Or do we restrict spiritual gifts to pastors? Does our worship honor the Spirit's gifts to all God's people? Or do we only recognize some of the gifts given to some of God's people? Mighty God, every day you send your Holy Spirit to your people, thereby blessing us with spiritual gifts. Open our hearts to make us receptive disciples. Fill us with flaming desire to join our gifts together, thus building up the church and serving the world for which Christ died. Amen.